congrats. Great win. Read all the details and had a lot of kids. First of all, boy, have you ever had a warmer week of practice leading up to a game? My gosh, it was a beast, wasn't it?
Yeah, we rearranged our schedule because it was so warm. So most of our night activities, we moved to the afternoon and then practiced in the evening and morning. So it was a hot week. Kids adjusted, and kids still performed well. So give hats off to them for battling through the heat.
59-14. Did you ever expect a lopsided score like that?
No, we didn't. We knew we could. You know, we had the potential to win, and, you know, our kids, we got some of the best kids, but, you know, all week looking at the other team, you know, they got some dudes over there, too. 59-14 really didn't envision, but we knew we had some ballers on our side that were proven kids, and we knew when the game time started that they'd go out there and show what the West had, so... I think some of those kids feel disrespected by all the coverage the East team gets, but they want to go out there and prove what they can do.
Talk about your guys. First of all, your own guys and Tristan White and Levi Kerner. Obviously, they had a big part and did a great job, especially on the defensive side, didn't they?
Yeah, both of them just played defense. They're both starters, and they performed really, really well. Made some big impact plays. Tristan made a lot of tackles on the edge and broke up some passes, and then Levi was pretty dominating in the middle of the field. So he got through a lot in the backfield and changed a lot of plays for him and made some tackles for loss as well. So both of them, extremely proud of both those guys, and knew they could perform that way. I knew they were two of the best in the state, and they proved it.
Wouldn't you love to have them back for just give me one more year on that roster for you, huh?
Yeah, you know, that would be great. That would be great to have those two again.
Talk about your other guys, Quade Myers, Dundee County, Stratton, Bronson Wood, Cambridge, Sebastian Kramer, Med Valley, some of the other area kids. Also, even the Beaker kid from, I'm trying to think, was on your roster as well. Those kids, I'm sure, really contributed, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, Quade Myers was the real deal. We knew he was. He was kind of banged up from a little ankle injury he had in the Shrine Bowl, and didn't look great in practice or anything. But we knew when the game time came, he would shine, and he really did. He's kid's a gamer, and he ran tough and ran our offense very well. You know, Dalton Wood. You know, we knew we needed a tight end to be able to run our offense, and he really stepped up and blocked great all game. And we wanted to get a couple passes to him. Unfortunately, we weren't able to because we were running the ball so well. Sebastian Kramer did a great job for us on defense on the edge, as well as Jared Beaker. You know, he's never played an end before. He's always been a linebacker, and you know, he didn't know if he could play in, but, you know, after practicing all week, we just told him to go out there and make plays, and he did. Him and Kramer both did for us. So, you know, all the area guys really played well for us.
And pretty much, I think that wraps up kind of the All-Star game schedule, if I'm not mistaken, for a lot of these Nebraska kids with this game and the Shrine Bowl and the Western Nebraska All-Star game out in Scotts Bluff. I think that puts a wrap, or is there something else?
I think that's it. I think basketball and football are done. So time to turn the page, and we got to move on to next year now. And, you know, those kids that were playing in all those All-Star games, now they're going to focus on their future, and they got to turn the page too. And for the guys on the West, this was just a nice, you know, feather in their cap to end their high school career. And, you know, we set a scoring record yesterday, and Tyson Denker set the TD record, and so it was a heck of a day, that's for sure.
Now on to, of course, your team. Have you had a chance to get some of your high school kids some camp work lately?
We've had some guys go to some individual camps, but we won't do a team camp till the end of June, and then we'll have another one end of July, and our own team camp will be early July. So, right now we're trying to focus on the weight room, trying to gain some muscle, gain some pounds, so we can be competitive next year in the fall.